Monday's a special here as we start off the week together. And one of the reasons Mondays are special, we get to speak with Mike Lee, Crain's Detroit Business Managing Editor. I get a fresh copy delivered to my home over the weekend. The ink is actually still wet when I receive it. And so I have the latest edition dated December 5th. You can go to cranesdetroit.com. You can become a subscriber and see all of this very helpful information. And you can listen in to Mike this time every Monday morning. Good morning, Mr. Lee.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent. Now, I see the headline shifting gears. Ford sells off Dearborn Properties as its business changes. Ford is synonymous with Dearborn. What exactly is going on?
Ford is synonymous with Dearborn, and Ford is still heavily invested in Dearborn. But one of the things that's been going on for the past several years, well, a couple of the things, Ford has been undertaking a review, basically, of its and a renovation of its campus, its footprint in Dearborn, which is, of course, enormous. And we tracked some property sales that Ford's been making over that period. And Ford sold off more than 25 properties in Dearborn just a few weeks ago. We reported they sold the Regent Court office building, which may not be a familiar name, but is a familiar building if you've driven down the Southfield Expressway with a giant Ford logo on top of it. Sold it to a developer who wants to convert it to what they call mixed use, perhaps residential, which would be interesting. This is all part of Ford's changing business, trying to retool to attract high-tech talent, reorganizing its business for the electric vehicle, perhaps autonomous vehicle future. Ford is still investing locally. Obviously, the massive project at Michigan Central Station, set to open sometime next year. And they're also building a large R&D complex near the Greenfield Village, Henry Ford area. That's going up right now. Just a lot of plates spinning at Ford in a time of great change in the automotive business. And it has consequences for Dearborn. But the good news is there are people other than Ford who are interested in investing in Dearborn that are buying these properties.
Good news, really good news all the way around. And what our auto manufacturers have gone through and what they'll be going through over the next 10 years, we're just thrilled that they survive. And if they can thrive, too, that's excellent news. Speaking of thriving, great to see Christopher Illich and Stephen Ross still teamed up on the proposal we've been hearing about for District Detroit.
Right. Stephen Ross and Christopher Illich are offering up some more details on their partnership for the District Detroit. They had a public meeting with the community last week. There will be more. They're pitching $1.5 billion in projects in the district, including the U of M Detroit Center for Innovation that Stephen Ross has backed with $100 million of his own money. They outlined a timeline for these investments, 5 years. They are seeking public money for this. That will certainly generate discussion, the same type of incentives that Dan Gilbert received for the Hudson site redevelopment. That could spur more development in the District Detroit. Some people have complained about the slowness of that district to fully materialize. Some new projects have happened there besides the arena. The Wayne State Business School, the Little Caesars headquarters. It looks different than it did 10 years ago, but it's also not the vision that was originally pitched. So Stephen Ross is obviously a developer who has developed huge projects in New York City. It brings a lot of experience, a lot of money. And we'll see how these new projects progress.
Well, we hope they work out well. And I understand people getting a little antsy about any project or whatever, but I can always say, well, then fine, then you step up and be an investor to help out and do these things. And it gets a little quiet after that. Meanwhile, I don't hear as many people complaining about it, and we went through this past election without it being as big a deal as I thought it was, but certainly inflation is crimping everybody's style and pocketbook, if you will.
It's noticeable, and we talked to for Giving Tuesday last week. We talked to charities around Metro Detroit. They do their big push for annual giving, often tied to Giving Tuesday. You know, small dollar gifts, but they add up and they make up a big chunk of the nonprofit's budget. They are concerned and seeing some evidence that those small dollar gifts aren't coming in. Because people are spending more and more money on gasoline and food and don't have that extra $5 to throw in the kettle. But it's also a case that inflation has caused rising need. More people need help, heating assistance, food assistance, that sort of thing.
This is a good reminder. This is the giving season and people do need help. And our listeners are spectacular and, are very charitable, and we thank you for the reminder. Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor, thanks so much as we kick off the week on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 629.